kingdom living.
So what would you wear to graduation ceremony?
我们在毕业典礼上都做些什么？
In the United States, they call this a cap or a mortar board, and they're always black.
在美国，我们戴这样的学士帽，一般都是黑色的。
Do you know why they have that tradition here in the United States?
你们知道为什么吗？
It actually comes from the monks in the Middle Ages.
这是从中世纪的修道院传下来的一种风俗。
Because they controlled education, and they said, this is the way we're going to do our ceremonies.
因为那个时候修道院控制教育，所以他们决定这样做。
So that tradition is a tradition that's over 1,000 years old.
其实那个已经有一千多年的历史了。
Have you ever seen this tradition?
你们见没见过这种传统？
Where they throw their hats up in the air at the end.
学生把帽子扔向空中。
Do you know where that comes from?
这个是从哪儿来的？
It actually comes from one of the military academies.
这是从军事学院传下来的传统。
It started from the Naval Academy in 1912. That was the first time they threw their hats up in the air.
第一次是1912年海军学院的学生毕业的时候，就是把帽子扔向空中。
My guess is that the budget that year was a little bit bigger. They said it's okay if you lose your hat.
如可能他们那时候比较有钱，随便糟蹋都没关系。
How about this tradition? Where would you be if you're wearing sailor's hats?
这个世界上什么地方他们戴着这种海军帽参加毕业典礼呢？
You would actually be in Finland. This is a Finnish tradition.
这是芬兰那个地方的传统。
So they wear those hats. So the next time you see somebody wearing a hat like that, you're Finnish.
如果下次你看到有人毕业的时候戴这种帽子，你就可以告诉他说你肯定是芬兰人。
How about this, where they have a lei around there? Where would this be? Where would you get a lei and a diploma?
那么什么样的人毕业的时候要戴花环呢？
The Philippines.
是菲律宾人。
Philippines, you have a lei and also a diploma. Now I saw this picture. This is a girl that knows how to do it well.
这个是一个非常符合传统的一个人。
She's got, there's candy on the bottom and there's dollar bills all over that.
下面挂着那些零食，上面挂着钱。
She probably graduated with honors.
这个肯定是他们最好的学生了。
How about this one where they throw food at you?
这个是人家往你身上扔吃的。
This is Argentina.
这个是阿根廷的风俗。
You know, this one would be fun, well, if you were throwing the food.
这个其实很有意思。
And we have someone in our church that said that's exactly what they do in Argentina. They throw food at you.
这是他们教会的人告诉他的。
How about this one where you carry a sapling down the aisle as you're graduating?
那么什么地方的人手里要拿着一棵小树苗去领受毕业证呢？
This is actually very close to us.
其实离我们很近的。
This is Connecticut College.
这是康州的大学，都是这样的。
Where you carry a tree with you.
你拿一棵小树苗。
Last one.
最后。
Do you see all those structures on their heads?
你看到他们头上都顶着这些模型。
Where would you do this?
这是在哪儿？
This is Notre Dame School of Architecture.
这个是圣母大学建筑学院毕业生的传统。
And when they graduate, they wear these hats on top of their heads.
他们毕业的时候头上都戴着建筑模型。
I'm taking our church through what I'm calling the secrets of the kingdom.
我们教会正在讲一个系列，叫做《国度的奥秘》。
When Jesus came to earth, he brought his kingdom with him. Where the king is, the kingdom is.
当主耶稣来到世上的时候，他也带来了他的国度。
And in the Sermon on the Mount, he taught us the ethics of his kingdom.
在他山上的教训里面，他讲到神的国的事情。
When he left the kingdom still in our hearts.
虽然主耶稣已经升天以后，他还是把他的国留在我们心里。
So we can say about the kingdom, it's already here, but it's not yet fully present.
所以我们可以说，神的国已经到来，但是还没有完全到。
And in the gospel, particularly of Matthew, Jesus talks about this future ceremony, a graduation ceremony that we're all going to be at.
在马太福音里面，耶稣告诉我们以后将要来临的一个毕业典礼的情形。
Every person in this room will be at this graduation ceremony.
我们在座的每一位到时候都将要参加这个毕业典礼。
But some of you will be sheep.And some will be goats.
有一些会被当作山羊，有一些会被当作绵羊。
But it's mandatory that everyone appear. Everyone has to appear at this graduation ceremony.
每一个人都必须要参加。
And because we need to be there, I thought it would be good for us to prepare ourselves for the ceremony.
因为我们都要去，所以今天我们就要好好准备一下。
So we're going to take a look.At three truths concerning this upcoming graduation ceremony.
所以今天我们就要谈一下我们这个必将到来的毕业典礼的三个真相。
And the first truth is this, is that wise graduates live with the reality of a future ceremony with the king.
第一个真相就是聪明的毕业生知道总有一天他们是要参加与他们的王一同参加这个庆典。
It says that when the Son of Man comes in His glory,
经文里面说，当人子在他荣耀里的时候
，Jesus is coming back to this planet.
主耶稣一定会再来。
He said it.
因为他说过。
He promised that He was coming back.
他向我们应许他会再来。
And it's kind of interesting as we look around and see the signs of our world that there's a lot of similarity between what the Bible says.Will be the signs and the actual events that are occurring today.
当我们环顾四周的时候，我们会发现我们身处的世界里面有很多的迹象，像圣经里面主说他将要再来的迹象。
It says that when Jesus comes, all the nations are going to be gathered before him.
圣经里面应许说，当主耶稣再来的时候，万民都要聚集在他面前。
That's why we must take the gospel message to every nation because they are going to be at this ceremony.
所以我们也要把福音带到万民当中，因为他们也都要来参加这个毕业典礼。
How do we know that God loves all nations?
我们怎么知道神爱万民呢？
John 3:16.
那约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们。
Remember what it says there?
记不记得是怎么说的？
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God loves the nations in the world.
神爱世上的万民。
A lot of times I hear people saying, oh, you're just preaching a white man's God of the West.
有时候我听到人们跟我说，你们讲的都好像是，神是一个白人。
And I just want to make it clear that Jesus said,His name is the only way of salvation to the world.
我想提醒大家，主耶稣告诉我们，他的名是世上我们得拯救唯一的名。
In Acts 4:12, only Jesus has the power to save. His name is the only one in all the world that can save anyone.
使徒行传四章告诉我们，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
What I find very interesting is where is Christianity growing the most rapid in the entire world?
我发现非常令我惊讶的是，在世界上哪里的基督教发展最快呢？
Let me show you.
我给你们看一下。
You'll notice the different colors over here: significant decline, decline, growth, and then significant growth.
你看到图上的颜色在逐渐的变淡。
You see where we are?
你知道我们在哪儿吗？
We're in a period of decline here.
我们其实是在颜色最浅的区域。
Look at Europe. Europe is also in decline.
你看，你在什么地方？是不是也在颜色？
Look where Christianity is growing.
你们看，基督教在哪里发展的最快？
Significant growth.
最明显的。
I see China.
就是中国。
Do you see that?
你们看到没？
Something is happening in China.
在中国发生了大事。
That there is significant growth of God's kingdom.
因为神的国在那里面成长。
Even right now, the persecution that is breaking out against Christians in China is alarming.
虽然现在在中国，基督徒受到很大的迫害。
So it's time for us to take the gospel message to the entire world.
所以现在我们就要把神的福音带到世界万民当中。
It says that all nations will be gathered before him.
经文说万民都要聚集在他面前。
Jesus is in charge of this commencement ceremony, and he says everyone will be there, no exceptions.
因为主耶稣会主持这一场毕业典礼，而且他规定所有的人都要到场，无一例外。
He also says that he is going to separate one people from another as a shepherd. Shepherd separates sheep from goats.
主耶稣还说他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般。
Now, if there's only one thing you get out of this sermon, it's this next question.
如果你今天只听到一个信息，就是下面这句话。
What's the difference between the sheep and the goats?
绵羊和山羊有什么区别呢？
You better find out the answer to that today.
你今天就会知道。
That is the most important question in all of life.
那是生命中最重要的一个问题。
If you don't know the answer to that, you will be lost for all eternity.
如果你不知道答案，你就在永恒中失落了。
So make it your mission to know that answer.
所以你要定义找到答案。
One more thought.
还有一个想法。
Jesus wants you to be his sheep.
耶稣要你做绵羊。
In fact, he wants you to be part of his flock so much that he came to earth and gave his life so that you could be a sheep.
事实上，主耶稣是多么想要接纳你进入他所牧养的羊群，他来到世上是为你而死，为你赎罪。
Let's move on to the second truth.
我们的第二个真相。
Wise graduates trust the Lord to hand out the diplomas at the ceremony.
聪明的毕业生会知道主会亲手发放毕业证书。
The Lord will make a distinction between the sheep and the goats.
我们的主会亲自分辨绵羊和山羊。
I do not decide that.
这不是我决定的。
You don't decide that.
也不是你决定的。
Only the Lord decides that.
只有主能决定。
When I grew up in the city of Allentown, Pennsylvania.
我是从宾州一个小城里面长大的。
I grew up in in what they call a row house, very close to each other.
我住的那个地方是几排房子离得很近。
So I never saw sheep and goats.
所以我从来没见过绵羊或者山羊。
But one of the first years that I was a pastor of the church in Stanford, I came up with this great idea.
所以我第一次讲到的时候，我就想到。
I said, wouldn't it be great to have a sheep in the church for Passover?
我就想说，在过逾越节的时候，我们弄一只羊来，不是挺好的吗？
So I had one of my elders, I said, Jim, would you go ask Stu Leonard's if we could borrow one of their little lambs?
所以他就问了一个长老说，你能不能去找一只小绵羊过来？
And he said he would do that.
他说怎么弄啊？
So he went to Stu Leonard's and said, can we use one of your sheep, a little lamb for our Passover, our Good Friday service?
他其实是跑到 Stu Leonard 那个卖菜的店去找人家借那个小羊。
Now this is where I'm not very smart.
他们还挺聪明的。
They didn't have their lambs yet.The little sheep. So the only one available was a big sheep.
那个时候他们店里没有小绵羊，只有一个大绵羊。
It weighed about 120 pounds.
120磅。
And so he was carrying this in.
所以这个人长老就抱着这只羊进来了。
And it was pooping out of the back of it.
这个羊还在拉屎。
So everyone in their seats was jumping away as this lamb was coming up.
所以坐在下面人都在躲。
And then it went, ba!
然后突然那羊就开始叫。
And the rafters in the church shook.
叫的这个教堂上面的柱子都在晃。
So I made my point very quickly. I said, get this thing out of here.
所以我当时讲到就飞快地讲完了，就是为了把那只羊赶紧再放出去。
So it just revealed how little I knew about sheep and goats.
所以就告诉你们，其实我根本就不懂绵羊、山羊的区别。
But I asked the farmer one time, I said, what is the difference between sheep and goats?
但是我问了一个农民，这个绵羊、山羊到底有什么区别呢？
And the farmer said this.
那农民告诉我。
He said, sheep are very stupid.
他说绵羊很蠢。
They absolutely need a shepherd.
他们真的是需要人来管着。
Because they will constantly get lost, and they will eat bad grass, and they will drink bad water.
因为他们老是在乱跑，他们吃，要不然就吃错了，要么就喝错了。
But he said goats are stubborn.
但是这个山羊呢，就比较。
Goats refuse to follow the shepherd.
这些山羊就比较有主意，他们不会听牧羊人的。
Goats want to do their own thing.
山羊他会自己去。
They don't want anyone telling them what to do.
山羊不想让别人告诉他该怎么做。
And that's the difference between sheep and goats.
那个就是绵羊和山羊的区别。
Sheep know they need a shepherd.
绵羊知道他们需要有牧羊人管着。
Goats don't want anyone to tell them what to do.
山羊不想让别人告诉他们怎么做。
So how is this separation going to take place?
那么这样的区别有什么意义呢？
Some picture it as Black Friday.
有人会想到黑色星期五。
And the crowds have gathered outside of Walmart.
在沃尔玛外面有很多的人。
And I can imagine Jesus saying to his angels, "Okay, put down your harps. It's time to separate the sheep and the goats."
那可能主耶稣就跟他的天使说，你们现在就可以区分一下绵羊和山羊。
So the angel says, "Can I have everyone's attention?"
所以天使说，大家注意。
This is the judgment of the sheep and the goats.
现在开始分辨绵羊和山羊。
And we want all of the sheep on the right side of the throne, which is actually your left side.
我们想所有的山羊站在右边。
And we want all the goats on the left side of the throne, which actually is on your right.
就是那个山羊站在左边。
So we're going to help you into your groups right now.
现在就让你们分组。
Now I can imagine that my fraternity members from Lambda Chi Alpha will have a question now.
那么我的那些大学兄弟会的那些朋友们会有问题了。
Why do they get to go on the sheep side?
为什么他们跑到绵羊那边？
I want to be a sheep.
我也想当绵羊。
Why are you allowing them to go to that side?
你为什么让他们到那边？
It's not fair that you're making this distinction amongst us.
这太不公平了。
And you know what? That's a fair question.
这个问题其实是很好的问题。
There is actually a hint in this passage of why the sheep and the goats are different from each other.
我们刚读的经节里面给我们一个很好的提示。
It's in this line, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father."
就是这一句说，你们这蒙我父赐福的。
That's just not an insignificant line there.
这个就是我们很重要的一句话。
Because that word "blessed" has already come up in the book of Matthew many times.
因为蒙福这个词在马太福音里面出现过很多次。
It comes up in the Sermon on the Mount.
在登山宝训里面提到好多次。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
See, blessed people realize that they're broken. They can't put themselves back together, so they need a shepherd.
因为虚心的人，他们知道不能再靠自己了，他们需要牧人。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福了。
These are people who are mourning because they're broken and they realize that God's a holy God.
这些人哀痛是因为意识到自己的破碎，意识到神的圣洁。
Blessed are the meek. These are folks that realize they can't trust their own strength. They have to trust God's strength.
温柔的人有福了，因为这些人意识到他们不能靠自己的力量，要靠神的大能。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. These are people who realize they need to open God's word and study what God has said.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们知道他们应该渴慕神的话语。
And then blessed are the merciful. These people give mercy to others.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们是去怜恤他人的。
And these blessed folks are pure in their heart, and they are also peacemakers.
清心的人有福了。因为他们是制造和睦的，还有使人和睦的人有福了。
What Matthew 5 says is that those who belong to this king have allowed that king to do a deep work in their hearts.
马太福音五章告诉我们，这些属于我们的这个主天国的王的人，他们会让这个王来到自己生命中做工。
Jesus knows who are the sheep and the goats.
耶稣看到绵羊和山羊，
and he will hand out the diplomas.
而且他会发给他们毕业证书。
Our third and final truth is this.
我们第三个真相就是
wise graduates realize there will be a lot of surprises at the ceremony.
聪明的毕业生知道毕业典礼上会有很多惊喜。
Now there's a key here. I was confused about this passage for at least 30 years.
我对这个经文糊涂了有三十年。
I always pictured that the goats were the ones that were asking, Lord, when did this happen?
我一直以为是山羊在问主耶稣什么时候发生的。
But the sheep also asked that question. They're just as confused as the goats.
但事实上，绵羊也在问同样的问题，他们和山羊一样有点糊涂。
And this reveals to us that the basis of this judgment.Is going to depend on little, unknown, unremembered acts of kindness and love that we have done in our lives.
所以这就告诉我们，这个判别的基础就是最小的，就是我们生命中那些最不起眼的事情，你是怎样处理的。
I have a confession to make.
我有一个承认一件事情。
I have a terrible memory.
我的记忆很不好。
I do remember getting married.
我记得我结过婚。
I do remember my children being born.
我记得我的孩子出生。
And I remember what I did yesterday.
我也记得昨天干了什么。
But I have forgotten a lot of the things that have happened in my life.
但是我还忘了生命中很多很多的事情。
I just don't hold on to them.
就这些事情就忘记了。
And...What this text is telling us, though, is that God never forgets anything that we do.
这个经文告诉我们，神他不会忘记我们做的任何一件事情。
Now, if I could act this out, this is what I think is going to take place on that day.
我可以给大家表演一下，我想象那天会发生什么。
He's going to call my name, Scott Taylor, up front and center.
他会说 ,Scott Taylor, 你到前面来。
Okay, Lord, I'm here.
好吧主啊我来了。
The king's going to say, hey, Scott, were you able to bring your date book in? Date book. Were you able to bring your date book to this ceremony?
他说你有没有把你的本子带来
?Lord, I know they told me I couldn't bring it in, but I snuck it in under my shirt.
我把它藏在我的身上。
And the king's going to say to me,、oh, Scott, could you turn to May 16th, 1999?
主说你可不可以翻到5月16号1999年那一天。
And I'm going to open my journal. Oh, Lord, I remember that day.
打开日记一看说哦、oh, 我想起来了。
I preached one of my best sermons that day.
那天我讲了我人生最精彩的一篇道。
And the king's going to say, you know, Scott, I really wasn't so keen on that sermon. You lost me by the second point.
主却说，你那个讲的是什么呀？你讲了第二点的时候就不知所云了。
But the king's going to say, well, do you remember what you did after that worship service?
你记不记得那天讲完道你做了什么？
I'm going to say, Lord, I didn't write it down. I don't remember.
他说，主啊，我没记下来，我不知道。
And the king's going to say,I sent a young man to that church that day, and you prayed with him after the service.
主说那天我把一个年轻人送到你们教会，那个 敬拜结束以后，你为他祷告来着。
And then you invited him over to your house that day for lunch.
那天你邀请他到你家跟你一起吃午饭。
And I say, well, I guess so, Lord, but I just don't remember.
他说哦，可能吧，但是我不记得了。
And the king's going to say this. Well, I remembered it. And when you served that young man lunch, you were serving me.
主说我记得，因为当你提给那个小弟兄吃饭的时候，你就是在服侍我。
And the king's going to say, okay, Scott, can you turn to June 27th, 2012?
说 Scott, 你可不可以再翻到2012年6月21号
King, I have it right here. Oh, yeah, I remember that day. I wrote the blog that day. Man, that was as good as the Pulitzer Prize.
他说主啊，我记得那天我写了我的那个微博，那个写的好像特别的好。
And the king might say, you know, Scott, I really don't read your blog. It's a little bit too preachy and stuffy for me.
但主说，我一点都不喜欢读你的微博，因为你太里面都是在教训人，而且写的也不好。
But do you remember what you did, Scott, that afternoon?
但是你记不记得那天下午你做了什么？
I really don't, Lord. I don't have anything written down.
他说我不记得了，因为我没记下来。
And he's going to say,Scott, there were young men shooting basketball in the back of the church that day. It was a very hot day.
那天主说那天很热，你们教会后面有一些小孩在打篮球。
And you cut up watermelon and brought them cool water that day and talked with them.
然后那天呢，你切了一个西瓜带给他们吃，而且跟他们谈话来着。
Lord, I don't remember that.
那现在我想起来了。
And the king's going to say, "Well, I remember that."And when you offer that to them, you were offering that to me.
主说，我一直记得这件事，因为你把西瓜给他们吃的时候，你其实就是在给我吃。
Many of you in this room have done very small acts of service of love for people that only the king has seen.
我们在座的每一个人都做过很多不起眼的小事，但是神都看在眼里。
And the king will always remember that.
我们的主会永远记住这些事情。
And one day he will reward you.
总有一天神会奖赏你的。
So where does this leave us?
所以我们要做什么呢？
Let me identify four action steps that we should take.
所以我们有四个步骤可以来行动。
First of all, identify the least of these in your life.
第一步就是说，发现在你的生活中有没有那些最小的。
Sit down today for 10 minutes and just make a list of people that you know that are in your life.That are the least of these.
你就坐下来思考十分钟，想想你认识人里面有没有那些可以称作是最小的。
And then pray for them, and then come up with a plan to intentionally enter into their lives.
然后你为他们祷告，你求神能够进到他们的生命中。
A second step, become friends with the least of these from all nations.
第二就是说你。要成为万民中最小弟兄的朋友。
Since China is one of the most Christian countries now in the world, you need to take this message to other nations.
因为现在中国是世界上最大的基督教国家，所以你要把他的福音带到世界各地。
Wouldn't it be great for this church to plant a church here in Fairfield County?
如果我们教会能够现在在在我们这个地方能够再建立另外一个教会，那不是很好。
Where you would reach out to a group of people. There's so many different groups here, and they don't have the gospel.
我们有这么多不同的人群，他们很多人当中还没有听到福音。
Share your love with the least of these.
把你的爱分享给最小的弟兄。
Do not walk past.Brokenness and need.
不要无视那些 受伤害还有被破碎的人。
Say to God, here I am, Lord, send me to the least of these, and I will love them.
你跟神说，说主啊，我在这儿，求你能够把我送到那些小弟兄当中。
Every day, look for people who need to be loved.
每天你都要去发现你身边那些需要爱的人。
Mother Teresa was out in Phoenix in 1989, and they were opening a home for the destitute.
特蕾莎是修女 in Phoenix.
And she was being filmed by a TV station.
特蕾莎修女在凤凰城有一次，她有这个电视台的人来给她拍摄。
And during that interview, the person filming said to her, Mother Teresa, is there anything that I can do to help?
那个拍电影的人最后就说，特蕾莎修女，我有什么事情可以为你做吗？
And he thought that she would say, yeah, give money to my foundation or, you know, do something for the foundation. But she said something different.
这个记者以为特蕾莎修女会说，你给我的基金捐一些钱吧，但是他却说了这样的话。
This is what she said. Find someone no one else loves and love them.
他说你找到一个就是没有人爱的人，你去爱他。
The fourth, give your time to the least of these.
第四就把你的时间分给最小的弟兄。
Time is your most precious commodity.
因为现今时间是我们每个人最宝贵的财富。
We're all busy.
因为我们都很忙。
But take a look at your life and say, I'm going to give at least this many hours this week to the least of these.
看一看你的作息，你应该决定说，这一周我要花多少时间花在别的人有需要的人身上。
Shen said in his testimony.About doing things in a great way.
詹圣弟兄刚才讲到说要在小事上忠心。
How interesting that that's how I'm going to end this service today.
那就是我今天要讲的。
Helen Keller said, I once thought I would do great things and could not, so I decided to do small things in a great way.
海伦·凯勒说，我以前以为自己要做大事，但是发现我做不了，所以我决定用伟大的方式做小事。
That's our challenge this week.
这是我们这一周的挑战。
Small things.
小事。
In a great way.
用伟大的方式去做。
For a great God.
为我们伟大的主。
Lord, I pray your blessing on these folks.
主啊，求你赐福给在座的每一位。
I pray that you would free them from thinking big, and that you would help them to think small.
我求你让他们不要再想大事，帮助他们。去想一些小事。
I pray for your Holy Spirit to anoint them now.
求你的圣灵浇盖在他们身上。
To give them courage and discernment on how they can love the least of these.
给他们一些勇气，让他们知道如何去服侍。
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
以主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.